everyone, it's Replay Lust, and I thought I'd make this little audio that you have the option to listen to or not listen to, depending on how you're feeling about this topic or this specific content. This was written by Queen Ghidorah66 and has been sent to me several times by a couple of users in the past for me to look into and consider. Now, personally, I do like the idea of a professor sort of, you know, showing this type of, doing this, like, little class scenario. It's not often done, I think, although there is, like, I think there's a GW University thing going on. I'm not sure if that is, if it aligns, so don't, you know, take what I just said with a grain of salt. But I have decided to record this little extra audio because I think whenever we do content like this, degradation and stuff like this, it sort of messes with a listener's mind. Whether you were a woman who've listened to this, read this, and thought, oh god, I certainly do not enjoy this, you know, being told these types of things. Or you're a man who feels a little bit guilty hearing the things that I just said. First of all, know that this was all, you know, consensual. I don't have a gun to my head doing all of this. And I don't feel any regret doing this sort of things. But also, second of all, this should not and does not reflect what I truly feel about how, you know, a woman's purpose and a man's purpose. And I don't believe that Queen Ghidorah has, you know, would feel the same way. You know, obviously we have our, like, really, you know, we have some really dark fantasies with us, some very things that we, you know, sometimes our fantasies and our principles don't align. I think that's the best way to say it. And just because your fantasies don't align with your principles, it does not, you know, like, or just because, you know, those two don't sort of align and sort of mesh well doesn't mean that we're bad people, or, you know, enjoying this means that you're a bad person. We have these fantasies and we act them out, or we listen to them or whatever. We put it into audio or video, etc. And they will only just remain as such fantasies. So anything and everything that I said, you know, about woman, her sole purpose is just being a pussy, I don't believe in that, really. I do like the fantasy of, I do like saying that this is my only purpose. It connects to a more feral, I'd say, or carnal, there we go, to a more carnal version of me that I like to play with from time to time, no pun intended. So understand that it's okay for you to enjoy this, all right? Understand that it's okay for you to enjoy listening to someone say these things. It's okay, so long as this doesn't actually reflect who you are in real life, and this does not act, so long as this truly clashes with your own principles of, you know, like, that women are simply not to be objectified in the same way men are not to be objectified, unless it's like a really, you know what I mean, like, treat them as human beings, much better. Treat them, as long as in reality you believe and want to, you strongly believe that you should treat, and we should all treat human beings as human beings, then you're fine, right? Obviously there will be feelings of guilt, feelings of regret, feelings of, you know, that post-nut clarity of, oh god, what the fuck did I just listen to? And that's totally fine. That is a normal response. But don't dwell on it too much. You know what I mean? Just, I hope that you just enjoy this for what it is. That you do not take this as, oh god, this is so sick. This is real? Is this for real? No, it's not real. It's not real. That is not, you know, that is not the goal in this. It's all only to indulge in our fantasies. So, I hope you're feeling better. If you are feeling some of this guilt, if, you know, you hear me speaking in quite an official capacity, which I don't often do, at least not on this side of Reddit, I hope me reassuring you, listening to this is fine, makes you feel better. I think I will be doing this moving forward with a lot more content that is of this level of degradation. Personally, I don't think it's that degrading, but I know that people have different thresholds. So yeah, Thank you so much, though, for still clicking on the audio, on the main audio, and this audio, of course, for having a listen of what I'm saying. I'm not really good at, you know, disclaimers like this. I don't think I've ever had a conversation with anyone about the differences between fantasies and realities, and, you know, just making sure that your fantasy, like this type of fantasy, never aligns with your real life principles. I've never had this type of conversation, but seeing as, you know, we're seeing more and more listeners on GWA, some might be very new to kinks like these, I thought it might be a good idea to put this little disclaimer in this audio and make sure that you're okay. You're going to be fine. If you're still a little shook, you're going to be fine. Just remember that you, deep down, even if you've enjoyed this, even if you've come to this, whatever the hell it is, however you've enjoyed this audio, the audio that you just listened to, you're fine. Just indulge in that fantasy. Have yourself slowly step out of it. Remember that this is not the reality, right? This is not what we're supposed to be. But it's okay to find someone or something to indulge it with. Like, you know, an audio. I've gone on for way too long. I hope that you're okay. I hope you're having a wonderful time. Thank you very much for listening. I'd appreciate a comment or two. And yeah, I'll see you on the next audio. Much love. Last mwah.